This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skip.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. With the presidential election one day away and polls continuing to show either candidate could win, the outcome will indeed come down to those much-visited battleground states. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Renee.
Cokie, there was talk of an October surprise, and a version of that did indeed materialize. Osama bin Laden weighed in on the candidates in a new videotape. Will that make any difference, do you think, with so many voters having already made up their minds and even voted?
Probably not much, but, and it's certainly not the surprise that many opponents of President Bush feared, which is the capture of Osama bin Laden in October. And the Kerry campaign tried to use the tape to remind people that Osama bin Laden is still at large, the architect of the 9/11 attacks, which he himself said in that videotape. But one thing we do know, Renee, is throughout this campaign, whenever anyone has been talking about terrorism, it works for Bush. It is the whole issue on which he staked his reelection. And, for instance, back at the time of the terrorist attacks at the school in Russia, terrorism was foremost on the voters' minds, they were telling pollsters. And when that was the case, they were more supportive of the president than they have been since. That has faded from people's minds. There's one other thing here, which is that Osama bin Laden in that tape sounded as if he had watched Michael Moore's film. And that cannot help Democrats. The idea that the enemy is paying attention to a Democratic line of argument and someone that the Democrats have embraced, although not John Kerry, has not engaged Michael Moore, but other Democrats have. That's not useful for the Democrats at this stage of a very tight campaign.
Well, as you said, if any issues other than terrorism come to the fore, it tends to help Senator Kerry. How about all of the other news, the economy, missing explosives in Iraq, revelations about the new costs of the war?
Those have all definitely worked for Kerry. And the tape came after a very bad week for the president in terms of news. Any time those issues, the economy, the war in Iraq, are more on people's minds than terrorism, Kerry does better. He also does better on issues like health care and education. But suddenly we're seeing another category, Renee, that's come to the fore that is right up there with the economy and war in Iraq and terrorism, and that is a loose category called other. And those are issues that are somewhat inchoate in voters' minds, but they seem to be moral issues and general feelings about leadership, and those are beginning to break to President Bush.
For months, we've been talking about a couple of key swing groups, though, independents and white Catholics. How do they seem to be deciding?
Tied. They're tied as well as everyone else, and that's key because however they vote is usually how the election comes out. But the other thing is, of course, nobody knows what all of the early voting will mean, and get out the vote is everything in this election tomorrow at the presidential level. Interestingly enough, Renee, all of this talk about a tied presidential race, the Congress seems to be safely in Republican hands, even though there are some key Senate races that could go either way. Democratic incumbents in states that Bush is carrying overwhelmingly, the Democratic incumbents will carry overwhelmingly, and vice versa for Republican incumbents in Kerry states. It's a crazy year.
Cokie, thanks very much and feel better.
Thank you.
NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.